Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Feeling and smelling very October out there, but that open courtesy of Jax Gregory on the board. Yes. We got Jake Murren doing the YouTube. As always, you guys can watch along with YouTube on today's show. Also doing some producing for us. Katie Pollock on the 2020s. And right next to me, as he always is, getting ready to break down the Clown Town Cleveland Browns, the great JP, Jonathan Peterlin. What's up, buddy?
Another bidet, another dollar. How are we doing today?
You like it? You like it?
You looked at me like that was your Mona Lisa, and I love that for you.
It might be. It just might be.
It was good.
Listen,
you didn't know that was going to be in the open. That was off the top of your head.
I'm aging somewhat gracefully, and one of the best things is I know they can't all be grand slams. Sometime you just got to leg out a double.
We like that. That was a solid double. It was a good way to start the show. I made my way over to City Hall today. I was trying to pick up the birth certificate for Chloe. Mm-hmm. Something happened. I usually stick it out. And I just left. I was like, there's too many people in front of me. I'm not being nearly as productive as I want to be. I'm leaving the line. I don't know what's going to happen with the birth certificate. Eventually it'll show up, but I just had to leave.
As I get older, I'm very anti-line. I've only got so many days left, all right? Papa ain't got no time for no lines.
Lines aren't bad. I don't hate lines typically, but lines stink when you have somewhere to be. I could sit in a line. If I had gotten there at like 10 o'clock and said, this is going to take me 2 hours, no problem. Put on the headphones. I can do a line at this point. But I wasn't going to make it. Not that line.
No. We should specify which lines we like and which lines we don't like. There was a line from a show on WFAN in New York, hashtag transition, where Evan Roberts, who watched Justin Fields have minus 10 passing yards, combined yards, right?
Well, he threw for 45 yards in the game, and then it was minus 10 because of the sacks and everything else.
There we go. So minus 10 yards on Sunday, and Evan Roberts of WFAN has had enough, and he's got the solution to the Jets' stinkiness and their problems.
From the Cleveland Browns. Mm. And someone tell me why that's a bad idea. And I don't want to hear about it. It's a circus. It's a circus? What's this? What the hell is this that we're watching? Bad, crappy football is a circus. The Jets should have drafted this guy, I don't know, second, third, fourth. They got a million opportunities to draft him. He has not gotten an opportunity in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about the Cleveland Browns, so I'm not going to fight their battles. I'll let Josina Anderson take care of that. All I'm saying is I see Shut a talent, fire! A guy I believed, I think we all talked about him, as a guy that could at least be a serviceable starting quarterback in the NFL. They are not giving him a chance in Cleveland. If I'm Darren Mooji, I call up my contemporaries in Cleveland, yes, and I say, here's a fifth round pick back. Here's your fifth back. Let's get Shador in here and let's see what the kid has got, because why not?
All right, there's a couple things there. One, completely needless shot at Josina Anderson. That, like, no offense, Evan. He's pretty good at her job. I have not listened to a lot of Evan Roberts. I'm assuming he's quite good. I mean, it's in New York. He's got to be good.
Well, I mean, yeah, I listened to a lot of him when it was him and Craig Carton. And mm-hmm. Evan was actually way more even-keeled than this. I feel like now that he's by himself, or I think he's with somebody. Tiki. He's with Tiki, but he's got to be the one. Carton was the one. Now he's got to be the one. I feel like he maybe is upping it in his intensity a little bit.
Also, the line there of not giving him a chance, it's 6 weeks, bub.
I do like the circus line, though. I'll steal that one at some point.
I just think, like,
what do you think this is? Like, this is a circus.
I don't know.
This is a circus. We can bring out a circus.
Is he more impatient with the Jets, or is he more impatient with the Browns for not playing Shador Sanders yet when it's 6 weeks into the damn season?
I mean, I think he's more impatient with the Jets. Yeah. I think what he watched on Sunday was embarrassing for himself to watch. I think he's tired of watching the Jets absolutely stink up the joint. And this is that sounded like, in many ways, a desperate human. Somebody that realized that they gave Justin Fields $40 million over 2 years, which was a complete mistake, and they should have gone a different route at quarterback, and now he's out there fishing. He wants a new quarterback.
You thought Justin Fields 6 months ago was a good idea? Because anyone with a brain...
No, I don't think he did.
I was going to say, I was assuming... Like,
I don't
Evan,
think he did.
Evan's been in this business too long. He's watched the Jets for too long to ever think that that was a good play.
I think he knew it was a bad play, and I think a lot of Jets fans knew it was a bad play. Although those same Jet fans also, when Justin Fields got injured in training camp, remember that 3 hour stretch where people thought the season was just gone?
Didn't they also say let's trade for Shador then?
They said trade for basically everyone
okay.
under the sun.
Okay, fair.
But in those 3 hours, I remember I brought it up because we have a friend of ours that does a Jets podcast thing, and he's like, I just might not even podcast this year. I might just take the season off. It's like, no, you won't. You're still going to podcast, you goober.
You know what? I'm not going to pay my rent this year.
Yeah, right? Like, the I'm Browns, just not going to do my podcast?
Yeah, okay. The Browns are 1-5. I'm going to tell the mortgage company.
You show them.
I'm going to tell them, guys, it's not in the cards. Don't need it.
So I like the idea that other sports talk hosts in other cities are at least bringing up Shador as some sort of savior option, though. Like, I think that's in the rebranding of Shador to the rest of the NFL, that's not a bad thing for Shador to be labeled as.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. You're going to offer me a fifth rounder for my fifth rounder? Make it make sense for me, Evan.
No, it doesn't make
Come
sense.
On.
Not for the Browns.
Come on.
And I think the people that are playing it this way are just, they're completely undervaluing the idea that the Browns have like a plant. They have nurtured Shador Sanders. They've spent time with Shador Sanders. They've invested their energy into Shador Sanders. People would like more resources, et cetera, invested, but they've spent time with Shador. You're not just flipping that for a fifth to get back the same pick that you gave up for him.
Yeah, can we be honest, though? There is a price.
Well, and that's what I think a lot of people are interested in finding out is what exactly is that price? How far do you have to go? And I don't think a realistic price is going to match up with where I would then say it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, though. I don't know about you because I don't know. Like, realistically, no one's offering anything better than a second for Shador Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
We can agree.
Yeah.
Does a third round pick get it done?
Oh, wait,
you
said no more than a second?
Like second or first or anything else in between. Yeah. Like, that's not happening. You're not getting anything in
round? I definitely not think you're getting a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
First.
Yeah. Wait, but you think there's a second out there?
I'm saying if you want Shador Sanders, you better come correct.
No, but I don't think anybody's going to do... I don't think realistically anybody's going to come and offer a second round pick for Shador Sanders.
Then he stays in Cleveland, burn in hell.
Hey, I'm cool with that option. I'm good with that. I mean, think about what you're giving up if you give up Shador. And if you're Stefanski, you are very upset at that development because Shador is essentially... He could be his get-out-of-jail-free card when it's all said and done.
Oh, I don't even think Kevin thinks like that. I think Kevin would rather get fired than play Shador at this point. That's the way it feels. I'm not saying that's definitively what it is.
Mm.
But I'm not doing charity work here. I'm not doing charity work for Shador Sanders. And by the way, he doesn't need it. And I'm sure as hell not doing it for the Jets. You could have drafted him in the second, third, fourth, and I think their fifth was ahead of where you drafted Shador in the fifth. So no, get bent. Make me a real offer.
You got to pay the price.
Yeah. So a third, if we had talked about this a month ago,
okay,
maybe it would have been a third. Now, no, it's a second. And or a third and something.
So he keeps adding value despite not actually seeing the field.
No. The Jets keep adding desperation. So the Jets, okay, right now, year one of Aaron Glenn.
Because if you're Aaron Glenn, right now you're looking at it and saying, if I don't do something, I'm fired.
Yeah.
Like, well, at this point, he can't play out the rest of the season with Justin Fields and expect to keep his job.
Or you've put yourself such behind the eight ball that you'll be Brian Callahan next year. So I think it just makes sense. Like, listen, I don't really want to trade Shador. I'd like to see him play for the Browns this year, and it feels like it might happen quicker than we even realized before Dylan Gabriel took over. But yeah, I mean, listen, there everybody but Miles has a price. You can't trade Miles now because of the contract and because You had the opportunity to take the PR hit. You cannot do it now. Even if you could financially do it, it would be the biggest, most destructive thing you've done because it's compound interest on the Deshaun thing and the Baker stuff, right? So Miles is off the table. Everyone else, make me a real offer. And so for Shador, you know, okay, a third and a future fourth or two thirds. All right, maybe. But if you really want Shador, if he is the miracle salve to save the Jets, you come with a fifth round offer, you're going to get laughed out of the NFL.
Well, and that's what Evan needs to hear. Evan Roberts, the guy in the clip, that's what he needs to hear. A fifth round pick isn't going to be anywhere close to getting it done. It just makes no sense for the Browns. Why would the Browns do that? We're not everyone's minor league farm system.
We're not the Montreal Expos.
That's not what we're doing. We're not your feeder system where you can just pick apart the pieces you like and then we'll make you just a little bit better. It's frustrating. The fifth round pick in return was the frustrating part for myself. Now, why is it you think that Stefanski would rather be fired than play Shador?
Because of the entire way the Browns have handled this whole thing. I think Stefanski is very tied to Dylan Gabriel. I think that's a pretty well-documented thing. His reaction after drafting Dylan, like the fist pump told me, I finally got one, right? And I think Shador was drafted over his objections. And I think it's very human right now if Kevin looks at Shador as a threat to his whoopee. And his whoopee is Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, his whoopee's going to get him fired if his whoopee doesn't start playing better football. I mean, that's the reality of it.
I just like you just keep referring to Dylan Gabriel as Kevin's whoopee because that's
just
really funny.
It's your term. I'm just adopting it. Well, I've been in that same line of thinking for a while, and it's interesting to hear you say it because I didn't know where you were at on that, and I have no evidence to suggest that Kevin Stefanski likes Shador Sanders as much as I think people want him to like him.
Yeah, despite the fact that Shador fits everything you want to do more so than Dylan.
That's part of the reason why I first fell in love with Shador is marrying him to Kevin Stefanski in a way that should have worked and it should have been seamless. And that's like there's a part of me that wonders if Stefanski is just going to save Shador for what he believes is next year so that he can start off next season in that way with Shador as like that's your hope and your optimism or something. Because what he's done so far with him just doesn't, it's never added up to me. It just hasn't.
I just think it goes back to the idea of if it costs Dylan Gabriel a buck to buy something from Kevin Stefanski, it's going to cost Shador Sanders a buck 25. And that's the way this is going to go. And I'm not saying that Shador can't bridge that gap, especially as Dylan gets whittled down to size and real life size here by NFL defenses. I'm sure there's a meet in the middle moment here where Kevin's going to have to be like, well, we're one in whatever, and now I got to do something desperate. But yeah, I mean, I think if Kevin had his druthers, this year would not entail Dylan Gabriel, and I think that was the God's honest plan, and I think desperation might be the thing that overrides that. We're not that desperate. Oh, sorry, they're not that desperate yet.
You know, in this line of thinking, I have been wondering for just a little bit now if when the Bengals first called the Browns, if they initially did call about Shador and not Joe Flacco.
By the way, that's a first round for the Bengals. For everything that Mike Tomlin,
that's a first round.
100%.
I mean, the way it played out, it's not like anyone was thinking, man, we need Joe Flacco. I could 100% see a scenario, and this will never be confirmed because why would it be? The trade was made. They got Joe Flacco. It is what it is. And everyone under the sun will be like, well, they needed someone that could basically get off their couch and run the offense. Okay, great, fine, whatever. But like, it would not have surprised me if they initially had called and said, what does it cost for Shador? And the Browns gave that answer right there. Normally, it's a second round pick. For you guys, it's a first round pick. We do have other quarterbacks if you're interested. And then they settled on Joe Flacco.
216-474-0092. WFAN in New York. Very desperate. So desperate. They're willing to offer a fifth for Shador Sanders. Woo! Get a load of these guys. Would you trade Shador to the Jets, and what would the price be? Quick hits coming up at 2:40. John Fanta at 4:20 today. He joins us every Tuesday here on Afternoon Drive. Albert Breer coming up at 5:20. We'll see what he thinks about maybe the situation with Kevin Stefanski. Maybe ask the question, would the Browns be open to calls on Shador Sanders? Lance Reisland coming up at 6 o'clock. But 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You guys can watch the show and watch along on our YouTube channel as well, 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. But would you trade Shador to the Jets? And if so, what's the price? And apparently, at least one person thinks we were closer to seeing Shador this weekend than anyone realized. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.